Thank you. I appreciate this opportunity for a vibrational checkup. I need it. Like most of us, I get a lot out of your references to relationships and the emphasis on not being dependent on another to meet your needs. And I get that.
Because they will let you down every time because it's not their job.
Right. And I get that, especially early on, it first hit me with vis-a-vis emotional needs and not looking to somebody to make you whole, that kind of thing, because I had had that perspective through the years. And as part of that commentary on how many of us currently look at the definition of commitment and expectations of do this and that until death or jump through these hoops and I'll be happy.
False premise, false premise, false premise.
And I'm another one who has listened to you too much, so...
And it's not even over yet.
And you've said those things are not only too rigid, they're unrealistic. Makes perfect sense.
Because they're based on false premises.
Right.
We really want to drive that one home. You can't start out with something that's corrupt at its base and ever make it work without more creativity than it's worth.
Well, clearly this is the day of false premise. But it also sounds like at times when you're describing this dynamic that you come right up to the edge of saying that might include expectations of monogamy or that might include expectations of somebody being there for you when times are hard or other kinds of expectations. So my question is, are there any expectations of another in a relationship that are not unrealistic and too rigid?
Well, here's the thing. Of course, it's appropriate for you to sift through your buffet and find your preferences. What's screwy is picking one person and asking them to match your preference rather than put your preferences over there in your vibrational reality. Let law of attraction bring it all together, and then you go and reap the benefit of what you've sown. That's quite different. In other words, you, of course, get to selectively sift. You get to choose with great definition the details of what pleases you. And every bit of that is wonderful. Just don't ask that person now to be all those things. That's what gets screwy. Let your vibrational escrow percolate, and you do your best to give it your undivided attention so that you become a vibrational match to it. And then when law of attraction brings all of it together and brings you because you're a match together with it, then there aren't any bugs to work out. But what you are describing goes more like this. You sift through the data and you define what you want, but you don't work on becoming a match to what you want. So you give your attention to what you've got. In giving your attention to what you got, you're not a vibrational match to what you want. And now you say, I'm not disciplined enough to look at what I want. I'm looking at what I've got. So I guess you need to change to meet all my expectations. If you'd be like that, then I'd be whole. That's what goes screwy. Don't ask the person or people that helped you to define what you want to become what you want so that you can have what you want. Ooh, that was so good. Instead, let them be the step one part of it. Use your willpower and your decision to focus upon what you want, and then the universe will bring you what you want. There are so many people who are going about it from a flawed premise, backwards way, where they say, I'd feel better if you'd act more like that. And I resent that you don't love me enough to try. And if they could speak it like it really is, they'd say, hey, it's not my job to be everything that you want. It was my job to harass you into clarity about what you want. And now you're clear about what you want. Can't you see I'm not it? Don't try to make me be it. Focus upon what you want and let that come to you and leave me alone. No, I want you to be it. You inspired my desire. And if you hadn't made me grow, I wouldn't be having this problem. So you owe it to me to be what I grew to.
Got it.
Here's something really worth remembering here. When you stand where you are, knowing that you want something that hasn't come about yet, and You don't have the discipline to look in the direction of what you want, but instead you're looking at whatever it was that caused you to want it. And you're feeling the discord of that lack of focus. There is a very powerful tendency, without even knowing it, to let what you've got be the catalyst that trains your vibration. Mm-hmm. So you keep thinking this thought, which is different from what you want, but you keep thinking the thought. So you develop a belief or a chronic pattern of thought, which then holds you apart from what you want. So the best way we have of describing that is, let's say that you are interacting with someone who causes you to want this. And if you could give this that you want your undivided attention, then you would stand there and the universe would have to deliver to you that, so that it is really a common thing that someone who wasn't giving it to you now gives it to you because you've lined up your vibration, and so anything less than that is illogical. And you threw in some words like monogamy. If you are someone who wants that and you are interacting with someone who doesn't, or other way around, it doesn't make any difference, you want it and they don't, and you focus upon what you want and why you want it, the universe has to bring you what you want. But if you focus upon what the other wants, which you don't want, then without meaning to, you train your vibration to what you don't want, and then you can't get what you want, and you keep thinking it's the other person's fault. When the only thing that ever comes to you is what's active in your vibration. This is just another way of saying to you, you've got to let everybody else off the hook, and you've just got to develop your own deliberate pattern of thought by focusing upon what you want. Stop asking other people to be big players in giving you what you want, and you be the only player in becoming a match to what you want, and then watch how fast the universe delivers to you exactly what you want. And when that happens, then you're able to live and let live. Then you're able to let the world be whatever it individually chooses to be, because it can't hinder you or keep you from what you want. It never could, but sometimes it feels like it's like the Tabasco sauce in the pie story that we used to tell. There's Tabasco sauce in this kitchen. I know it's going to get in my pie. It's not going to get in your pie. Well, it's in the kitchen. It might get in my pie. It's not going to get in your pie. Well, it's in the kitchen. It might get in my pie, and I'd feel a lot better if it wasn't in the kitchen. Get it out of the kitchen so it can't get in my pie. Oh, look, it's in my pie. I told you to get in my pie because it's in the kitchen. We say it didn't get in your pie because it's in the kitchen. It got in your pie because you can't get your eyes off of it. It got in your pie because you keep talking about it, keep activating the vibration of it. It really is more irrelevant than you think what the other people in your life want. But what is relevant is what you think they want. So if you could just eternally look toward what you want and disregard everything else, the universe would have to give you what you want. And in so many more cases than you would believe from where you currently stand, often you can get exactly what you want from the components that are already present in your life. You don't have to go to a whole new place. You just have to chronically define a whole new vibration.
Got it.
Yes. The relationship between your expectation and what you're seeing is the only thing that you ever have the ability to feel around. We just wanted to get that premise established.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, indeed.